So the town has issued an RFP. They issued it late last year for a building on the southeast corner of College and Constitution Boulevard. This would also be the northeast portion of the circle. We talked about the difficulties municipalities are facing. Is this the right time to move on trying to complete the first uptown redevelopment plan?
Well, I think absolutely it is, Mike. You know, one of the things when revenues are stagnant and the economy is slower than you'd like it to be, you want to do all you can to promote economic development. And that's what this is, an economic development initiative. It's a potentially a $30 million building with tenants, office, possibly even residential retail tenants to help inject money into the economy. You create a lot of construction jobs. This is exactly the answer for a slow economy, which we're facing right now. And again, we've got some economic challenges that we're facing. We've got some, there have been some bright spots lately, the Brandt deal, and of course Rivian, I still believe is, I think has great potential, but unfortunately lately we've got more bad news than good news, so we've got to kind of take the bull by the horns and create as much good news as we can. And this RFP is an example of the municipality grabbing the bull by the horns and trying to move forward on a major economic development initiative. And it really made possible through a local employer, a Farnsworth Group, a longstanding engineering architectural firm here in our community. They came to the town and said, we'd like to consolidate our offices and we'd like to do it in Uptown. But we're not a developer and we don't necessarily want to be an owner. We want to lease space. And we talked with them and we said, well, let's put a package together and see if we can attract some developers, and that's what we've done.
Yeah, so Farnsworth has indicated 18,000 square feet is what they might occupy in this building, but the lease is contingent on the firm serving as architect and engineering, as the architect and engineering firm for this building. Is that a common practice?
I don't think it's common, but certainly, fortunately, Farnsworth has a great reputation. They're a very good firm, and they also said that they will agree to partner with another firm. There's some developers that have their own architects and engineers.
That was my question, whether or not that might depress the number of RFPs you might receive because they don't want to work with Farnsworth because they have their own favorite.
I don't think so. Farnsworth has made it very clear to everybody that's asked that they're willing to partner with another firm if somebody has their favorite A&E firm. And in fact, of the proposals that we received, I believe two of them had, in addition to Farnsworth, other professionals, architects and engineering professionals on the team. But Farnsworth would be the architect of record.
This would include some retail on the ground floor. Can the town and specifically Uptown sustain more retail space?
There's no question about it that we can not only sustain it, it's in demand. We have inquiries every day from retailers looking for space in Uptown Normal. There just isn't any available right now. So I don't think there's any question that that retail space will get consumed quickly.
So that's a desirable location, Uptown. What about the rest of the town in terms of vacant retail space?
Well, it's tougher. The rest of the town is more difficult. Again, we've got, you know, you've had some notable retail closures, restaurants, major retailers throughout both Bloomington and Normal close. We see retail sales are flat or falling. I guess more than flat, they are falling. And I think that's a byproduct of fewer consumers in the marketplace, as well as, of course, the phenomenon associated with e-commerce or internet sales have severely harmed the local Main Street bricks and mortar retailer. So I think it's a combination of all those factors. Uptown seems to be a little insulated. It's a destination, and we see retail demand growing there, but elsewhere in the community, it's a struggle.
What about residential? You mentioned residential. The RFP says residential isn't preferred, but could be necessary. What does that mean?
Well, first of all, it means we don't completely understand the market, and we're going to rely on developers to do that. People are going to invest money to determine what, from a marketing standpoint, is the most appropriate use. And we're open to residential. We initially envisioned this as a office, more complete office, all office building with some retail, of course. But we also understood that there may be some interest from the developers to diversify the uses, to sort of hedge their bets, if you will, to have a more of a mixed-use building. So, and we've seen that in some of the proposals.
three proposals?
We received three proposals by the deadline, yes.
And can you characterize those proposals? Are they all sort of look like something you might bring to council, or will staff decide upon one and recommend that to council?
We will. We are reviewing the proposals as we speak. We plan to make a recommended selection to the council and submit that to them on their meeting on January 16th. And then at that point, if the council endorses that recommendation, then we will begin negotiating a detailed redevelopment agreement with the selected firm.
That's ahead of schedule because the original timeline was February.
That's ahead of schedule. We feel that we weren't sure how many proposals we'd get. Three is a manageable number. They're all three good proposals, too, and very different. So we have some choices. We're now following up with each of the respondents, asking some follow-up questions just to clarify the information they provided. But they're all three very good proposals. And interestingly enough, all three are firms that we have not worked with before, but they all have very good reputations.
Can you give me an example of how all three are slightly different? Because there are some design standards as it concerns Uptown Normal. Yeah. So the buildings may all look fairly similar. So how are they different?
One of the proposals has all office and has divided the site up and had two separate standalone buildings. Another proposal has one monolithic building but has a pretty significant residential component. The third proposal is a different building configuration and also has a residential component, although a little bit smaller residential component. They differ in size. They differ in cost. I think the cost ranges anywhere from $17 million up to $30 million. So that's a pretty significant range. I take that back. I said 17. It's actually 21 million to 30 million. That's a pretty good range. So that obviously indicates maybe the type of construction, the quality of construction, those sorts of things. So again, they're all intriguing. We're following up with each of the three respondents with additional questions, and we hope sometime early next week that staff will coalesce around one of the three proposals, and that's what we'll recommend to the council. And then, of course, we need to negotiate all the details. That's going to take some time. But at that point, the selected firm is going to feel comfortable, I think, spending some money. They're going to have to involve their design people, their attorneys, and that will... That will, but I think knowing that they're the selected firm, they'll be willing to commit those dollars so that we can then have a firm project and a firm schedule. All the respondents were talking about having something done late 2019, early 2020. So moving right along.
This is in a TIF district. It's also in an enterprise zone. Any additional incentives the town might negotiate as it concerns this development and the developer that staff may ultimately recommend to the city council for approval?
That's part of the negotiation process. The only other than enterprise zone and potentially some TIF, maybe a land write down or a grant of land. We own most of the land, not all of it. We own most of it. My guess is we've done that in the past. We've conveyed the land for a nominal fee. That's a possibility. Maybe some parking considerations. But I think it would primarily be existing TIF and Enterprise Zone, which are existing overlays on the site.
Not really an opportunity for, taking future tax dollars like you've done with Portillo's or with Ross Apparel, which is going to be on Veterans Parkway. Not the same kind of development.
Well, no, although TIF is a lot like that, where you, as they create new wealth, as they generate new dollars, you rebate TIF back to the developer. So it doesn't require anything out of pocket. And they're basically sharing in the additional income that they're creating through their development. So it's the same concept.
That could be part of the negotiation.
It could
process.
Be. Yeah, that could be part of the negotiations, yes.
Part of your Town of Normal legacy is Uptown. How important is it to you that a deal is sealed before you leave, and does that factor into it at all? Is this something you want to sort of set the town on a trajectory here as you step away, knowing that construction and the rest of Uptown is still sort of moving forward?
I think that's fair to say. It's something that I shared with the council last fall when I shared with them my retirement plans. One of the seven or eight things I would like to see underway before I left. Obviously, it'll be a long way to go, and the negotiating development agreement will take some time. I'm not sure that'll be all wrapped up before I leave, but I think it will be far enough along that whoever succeeds me will be able to pick that up and run with it. So, yeah, it's something that I'd like to see at least on a glide path towards launching before I bid farewell to the town.
You might come back with a hard hat and a gold shovel for the
I would be happy to do that. I would be delighted, yes, to do that.
As it concerns the original Uptown redevelopment plan, that would only leave, if this building comes to fruition on the east side of Constitution Boulevard, that would only leave the building on the west side of Constitution Boulevard, sort of on the garlic press side.
Yep. Yes, that's correct.
And then the focus would wholly shift to Uptown 2.0, would you imagine?
Yes, I think there's some small pockets of redevelopment opportunities in the existing Uptown. There's a few buildings, older buildings that are for sale that could be redevelopment opportunities. But I think you're right. For the larger scale projects, I think the focus would shift to Uptown 2.0, which is primarily south of the rail line.